Amy Gilliland, President of General Dynamics Information Technology, GDIT, was presented her 2021 WASH 100 Award on Monday by Executive Mosaic CEO Jim Gerritsen during a recent office visit. This marks the fourth consecutive year that Gilliland has received the most prestigious award in all of government contracting, GovCon. For this year's WASH 100 win, Gilliland received the award for her leadership as GDIT's continues to drive growth for the company and push the advancement of IT modernization work with government customers. Prior to rocketing to the top of General Dynamics IT, Amy Gilliland served the company and our country in an impressively eclectic series of assignments including the U.S. Navy, surface warfare, Capitol Hill, strategic planning, large-scale human capital management and all business aspects of General Dynamics operations while maintaining an impressive ability to lead by example and maintaining the stability and growth of one of GovCA's titan-sized operations, said Gerritsen. Most recently, Gilliland elaborated on GDIT's mission to focus more on how it is delivering technology platforms to government clients to support their IT modernization efforts amid expectations of federal budget constraints. Gilliland said GDIT is using artificial intelligence, 5G, automation and other technologies and further advancing collaboration with contractors to develop more targeted platforms for agency clients. We have shifted our investment approach to not just partner with companies that have very leading-edge capabilities and new ideas, but to focus squarely on the implementation side, which means we have the right skills to deploy commercial products, support and operate them in an agency environment, she said. Executive Mosaic congratulates Amy Gilliland and the General Dynamics team for their selection. Her business leadership throughout 2020 only demonstrates the level of success and drive that made Gilliland a four-time WASH 100 award winner and will continue to positively impact the federal market and GovCon community for the rest of 2021 and beyond.